Gittel, Tammuz, Toshin Pei, Hei, Rav Yossi Chazan Shlita.
Good morning. Since we met last, like, gewaltige changes that happened in the world, you saw Kol Yisrael witness incredible nisim in the Floyds. Someone just whispered in my ear the other day, Am Kilovi, which name of the operation against Paros, against Iran, is Gimachi Anich Hashem Likecho, which is a chizuk and amunet v'yid. And I wanted to say a simple word that I said last week in my shul, Shal Shudas, which I think Kremuzah asks. The heck can do the important last week. This is Parsha, Parsha's bullet, speaks about Oyim Yichim Yisum Yike. It's called I'll say in Pirkei Derabbeleizer, that at the, there's a topic that I've discussed in the past, and there's an entire forum written about it, that at the end of Golos Edayim, there'll be a fifth Golos called Golos Yishmol. Barichas Niflo, the Rambam, the Rasan, Sadigun, the Rambam, the Chaim Vital, the Dastoiv, until them, all the Sforim HaKadoshim, Tamid HaGro Barichas, are all filled with this Indian of the Klippa of Yishmol, the Soif Golos Edayim. And amongst many other things, there's a shikul of Vort in last week's Parsha, which seems to bring this out. You may remember the Yidin are going in Nachal Arnon, hello, yeah? And suddenly there were two mountains, one in from Moab, one from Amori. And Kal Yisrael are marching, so Chazal say the Gemara Brachas, Tachan David. They didn't have a clue what's happening, but what happened was the Goyim dug out in the mountain cave. And when Kal Yisrael are going to go past, they're going to exterminate them, they're going to kill them. So what happened? The Ebesher took the two mountains, and the Beker, the Shlehorin, the Teichon, and the protrusions from one mountain fit into the hole of the caves of the other mountains. And then all the Yidin saw the blood and the bones of the Goyim, and they sang Shiras HaBe'er. So there it says the Chazal, there were two Mitzoroyim in the behind the Machne. Who were they? Probably most important from the Erev Ratzi, whatever. And they witnessed everything, which Kal Yisrael didn't see, and they informed Kal Yisrael of what happened. Fine. Says Rav Nachum Mendel of Shklov, Talmud Muvik of the Vilna Gaon, in his Sefer Kisvei HaGrama, I must tell you, I bought the Sefer because of this word that I saw brought down, and I felt like a two-year-old child trying to understand the theory of relativity. Three pages on the subject, I'm sounding like two lines. But one line was, what did they say? Ezbohe basufa. Hello? Huh? Ezbohe with the names of the two Mitzrayim. Chazal say, Es is Gimachia 401. You're not going to be a genius, I'll look up. And Vohe is 13 for any mathematicians in the audience. 401 and 13 is 414, which is Gimachia Yosef. Which is Gimachia Cesar Mendel Shklover, Yeshu plus Muhammad, which is the Chibur, Besayf Yamam, before Mashiach comes, before we cross the Yarding and we enter into Eretz Yisrael, this Chibur of Yishmael and Edoim, right, which tries to exterminate the Jewish people and the Abish, the Nisim and the Floyds, Bakavish Baruch Mati Leinu Miyot. Atka. Whatever. This Indian is a very deep Indian, omik, and there's all kinds of rayas and sukim that the last golos will be golos Yishmol. I'll give you just one simple example. The second pasuk in the Torah, va'oretz hoizah, soyu, vavoyu, v'choysha, al-pethoim, and chazal and breishas rab, the darsh, all four expressions to refer to the four goliasim, right? Yeah, but everything is like a middle and a middle by raizah. What is the gematria of tehoim? Top, hey, Bob, Mem, Chever, wake up, make believe your life. 451, which is Gimachia Yishmol. Already Golos Yishmol also is Merumas and Pasuk. You may remember a famous Pasuk, you say it every day in Davning. V'af gam zoyz b'yoyzim b'erzeveyim, le'v'aftim, le'v'altim, le'chaloyzim, le'v'abrizitim. Af gam zoyz, what is the Gimachia of gam zoyz? Also 451, Yishmol. The Eibusha, when Yidin are suffering, Chaim Vital says, we say in Tillim in Kuf Chav Dalit, Lulei Hashem, Jehoi Elonu, Bekum Aleinu, Odom. Odom refers to Yishmol. That what? Because the other Goliathin are compared to animals in the vision of Daniel. And the only one who's not an animal is Yishmael, is called Perod. Because everyone kasuch. If Taka, right, did a Golos of Yishmael, so why isn't it mentioned? So the Maral gives two famous answers. Either the Pshat and the Dalad Malchis. Meshver has pages of Marochas in this. Either Pshat is, says the Maral, that the Malchus Bovel was taken, was stolen from Malchus Beis Dov, from Malchus Hashem. From there, passed on to Paras Modai, from there to Yovan, to Edin. Masha'inkin Yishmol, since they are Maminim, Adarabadah, the Moisir Nefesh for there, Amunah Habaduya. Huh? So therefore, hello, their Malchus doesn't stem from Malchus Yisrael, they have a direct connection. Except that the whole religion is fantasious, of a bunch of whatever. Yeah? So, in other words, they have emunah in Eibishter, but they don't have emunah in Toilet, no discipline. The reason is because Yishmol, Bechlal, Yishmol, what is Yishmol, as we discussed many times, the klipa of Chesed of Avram, misappropriated. So whereas Esav is the klipa of Gvura, the klipa of Gvura, taking the Gvura, the Pachad Yitzchok, Yishmol is taking the Chesed, but without, like in Parshas Achrei, Snus is called Chesed. No Resed, no, what's the word in English? No barriers, no limitation, no Israel, Yisrael, the Gvura. Asher Alki, right? They have a Bechina from Mila, but they don't have Priya. That's the whole Yichas itself. Therefore, the name Kael, Chazal say, the only Ne'ayim Yichim, Zume Kael, the only nation of the Ayin Umas Oilam that has the name of the Abish, that someone in their name, Ayin Yisrael, Ahadu El Vavel, is Yishmael. Because they have a Shaykhus to the Abish there, but they don't have a Shaykhus to the Kedusha, to Torah. Are you with me? So either that's why it's not Nimna as a separate Malchus, or alternatively, says the Maral, Malchus Poras is one with Yishmael. And if you understand all the Chazal and Magdir Poras, like compared to a Doi, Eichlum, etc., it's the same Klippa in Rochus. And where, before I even begin the share, where do you see this Indian of the Chibur of Yishmael and Edom and Esav? You may remember a posk. Hello? You had a grandfather called Yankel. Why was he called Yankel, you know? He's born. And the first thing that he does in this world is the Yod Ve'echezes Ba'kev Esav, and therefore he's called Alkin Korashmoy. Yeah. Who called his name Yaakov? Not the father, not the mother, not this Tantas Torah. Yeah. The Abish Rash. Why did Dafki Yankel was called by the Abish Yankel? So there's a famous word, I said this, whenever I discuss the subject, I always, famous Megala Mukis. You remember Parshas Toldos. At the end of Parshas Toldos, Yankel Avinu comes in, dressed with the Esav, and he gets the bracha surreptitiously from Yitzchak. And Esav is going ballistic. Vayisrael, etc., etc. So what does he do right afterwards? Vayelech Esav el Yishmol, v'yikach esmochlos bas Yishmol. He marries, hello? What does that got to do with the Tichon and Yonah? So the simple fact is, Esav is no fool. He's a wise person. And he knows that he can't defeat Yankov. Because Yankov is Midas Hatit Eretz. He's Koil, the Chesed of Avram and the Pasher of Yitzchak. And he decides he can't fight Yankov with one front. I'll be Mishaber to the Klippa of what? Of Yishmael. And then I have Chesed and Bura Dul Umazeh, and then maybe I will be victorious. The Chalas and Tzvar. How many nations are there in the 70 nations of the world in Ayin Umaz? No. I knew you'd say that. That's why I asked. Right? There's actually 72 nations. Mitzad HaYamin, this Esav, who is going on 70 nations. Mitzad Yamin, you have Yishmol over 35 and 35. Hello? If you remember, it's the Indian of Eila Mul Eila. Meikachas kol Eila vayivasa oisa batoch. By the Brisbane, I'm sorry. This Eila versus Eila. Eila happens to be 36, so it's 2 times 36. One group of Chesed u'Umazeh, headed by Yishmael, one group headed by Esav, Gvurah u'Umazeh, and on this David HaMelech says, Eile v'recha ve'eile basusim v'nachlu b'shem alikeinu. Now, this idea of this Yankel Avinu through the Koyach of Torah, which I will soon discuss, is the only Koyach that Klal Yisrael has to fight against this Chibur of Edom and Yishmael, right? We have Yankel Avinu was Mizgar. Therefore it says, Vayelech Esav El Yishmael, because in the Nevuah of Daniel, the 2 feet, and in Sfarim it says 1 foot is Esav and 1 foot is Yishmael. If you, Rebbechus Friedman has a murder dicket diuk. You remember what it says, Vayisroitetzu Habonim Bekirbo, right? Why were they Vayisroitetzu Habonim Bekirbo? Rashi says, what's happening? Huh? Listen to that much. Yank of Rots Umafrashim Shem Ba'Ever. Yank of Rots Umafrashim Lotzis. Yank of is running and like stooping to get out. Oiveres al Pischa of Edezora, Esav Mafrashim Lotzis. The shikul deal here. When it came to Yank of, Rashi says, Rots Umafrashim. When it comes to Esav, it doesn't say Rots. You know why? But because Esav represents 1 foot. If you have one, you ever try running with 1 foot? You could hop for a few yards. You can't run. To run, you need 2 feet. My Shenkin Yankiv represents both feet. Yankiv Shlimusa. Yankiv is Rots Lotzis. And therefore, Yankiv Avinu remembers when even in his mother's womb, he, Esav, the Charosha, trying to whatever. That the first thing he does, v'yodoy echezes v'akev, Ace. He wants to get the heel of Ace. Hello? What he didn't know, right? So everyone asked the kasha, so he's called Akev al Shemza. So he should have been called Akev. Why is he called Yankev? Hello, Earth? Basic Judaism 101. Hello? Because who called him Yaakov rather than Akev? Says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Eibishter is Magid Mireishis Acharis. And the Eibishter knows that will come a time that Vayelech, again Vayelech, Ye Esav will go to Yishmol, to Mechaber, Tzad Yamin and Tzad Smol, right? And therefore he changes his name from Akev, which stands for Lemafreya, Akev, Bitl Klipus Esav, to Yaakov, which is Bitl Klipus Esav and Yishmol. Hello? You got me? These are the enemies. The Hagro, I can't remember where I saw it, but ages ago. Somebody, remember, Kapitel Ayintes? Bo Elkin, Bo Goyim Nachlosecha, Timuus, Heichel Pachecha, Somuus, Yishalayim, Le'im. Heichel Im, Ayin, Yud, Yud, Mem. This is one of the Talmidei Hagro. I think it's in Mendel Shlomer somewhere, I can't remember. Im stands for Esav Yishmol Yeshum Bucham. This is the Shoyrish of Al-Khurban, right? And what? Muhammad. Muhammad. Call what you like. You're Machshma anyway. Anyway you pronounce. Ah? Yeah? When it says, V'yodoy oichezes v'akev Esav, Yad, like in the Pasuk, V'yodov ravloy, remember it says hello? That's the inner pilpul shel Torah, the amkus in Torah, that, as I said before, it fits in very much to what's going on there. So also the other inyonim, draft laws, etc. The whole Yeshua called Yisrael Nisim Nefloyes is the chutz of what? Telling the chomim, marim, sholim, ba'olam, which, by the way, is connected to this month. Happens to be the month of Tammuz, if I'm not mistaken, hello? And Tammuz, as every school child knows, and we know him. Tammuz is Gimachia Kol Kol Yankiv, the Chazal Darshan is Machia Kol Kol Yankiv, Ein Yidei Esav Sholtis, etc., etc., etc. What does it say by Yishmol, by the way, Derech Agav? Yishmol, by Yishmol he's told, Yodei Bakol, what's that Yodei Bakol V'yakolvi? You remember the Gemara says the three obvious in this world, in Hazah, they were granted Me'ein Elam Habah? But Avram says, Avram Zochin Baba Yom, Hashem Berach Avram, Bach. But Yitzchak it says, Recha Miko. But Yankiv it says, Kol. So where's the Shlita, where's the power of Yishmol come from? Yodoi Bakel. Who does that Bakel refer to? Avram. He's Yoinik, so to speak, and miss whatever, the Koyach of Avram. How do you defeat the one who's Yodoi Bakel, right? The answer is V'yad Kolboi. The Koyach of Yankiv, Yankiv Yishtom, Yishiv Holim, of Torah, that's what overrides it. Right? And it's not the Yod of Ram, like not the Koyach of Pilpul. You may remember a Gemara in Ksuvis, by the way, where the Gemara says Rahuna, who's a Rosh Hashiva in Bovil, he learned with Shir for 800 Talmidim, and there were 13 Amiroi who were translating, who were like broadcasting, didn't have microphones in those days, they had a good information, right? And when he finished the Shir, and a long shir, it wasn't only 45 minutes, start the day, the Torah way, okay, you got to abort and get lost, right? It was hours probably, so when they would wish out their garments for all the avak, all the pollution that came on them, a cloud would ascend, and in Eretz Yisrael, they used to see these clouds, hello, and used to say, Rav Huna has finished this shir and book, hello. Now, I'm a mammon, but I'm going to take this Gemara literally, because neither the Ben Rasho nor the Ben Ishchai does. The word here is that when a person learns and you're engaged in Ezvoi Basufa, as we learned, which is called Muhammad Shal Torah, and you have the Chamimus in there, whatever, you could get Midas, negative Midas, and therefore when you finish learning, you got to brush yourself off from all the Avak. And it should be Emes Ezvoi Basufa, that as Chazal Dash in the last Parsha, Emes Shalom. And from that, says the Mashal, the cloud, so to speak, went from Bodol to Eretz Yisrael, and that was Mashbiya, the Geshem, and the Brochus, right? So that's the Maila of Teres above, of Avuna. Now, can I ask you a simple kasha, close kasha? Which is greater? Hello? The Teres of Bodol or the Teres of Eretz Yisrael? Let's start with the Gemara. Ah? The Gemara says, Exodus. One Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael is worth two Babylonian Talmud Chacham. And then Rava adds to this, the Chad Minan, Amir Bavloi goes to Eretz Yisrael is Odif Ketrei Minay. He's worth two Eretz Yisrael Talmud Chacham. Like, example, Rav Yirmiyah, when he was in Bavel, he didn't understand what was being said. And when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he used to call them, right, Bavloi Tipshoi. He called the Bavloi fools. Even though when he himself was in Bavel, kan bort nish verstand. Hello? Kunt ois, says the Panam Yofis, kunt ois, if a person from Bavel goes to Eretz Yisrael, right, he becomes worth ultimately four times the Talmud Chacham Rebbe. Because Talmud Chacham Rebbe is double, and it's all double above Lloyd. And when you go from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, right, you were double in Eretz Yisrael. Completely, you four times, and that's Chatzin. Ebra no. Ebra is Eretz Arba, Meshadam. If I go to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is the Sugal Tasogas HaTayra. The Gemara Chazal say, Ein Tayra Kateras Eretz Yisrael, Bezoha RSE, Toy, etc., etc., etc. Right? So Eretz Yisrael Digater is Hecha, right? Hello? So why is there a mile in what? In the Bavloi comes to Eretz Yisrael? The answer is in a nutshell. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a chlorkite. It's all the Holy Land. There's a chlorkite in Torah. It's clear. And therefore, the Hasagat, Havana, is much deep, much more. You reach the Matar, you reach the Emes. What does the Gemara say? Tavi Nechom and Eretz Yisrael are, they're like Shemen, and they're Neuchen Zeboze, in Bovel, there's the Mechamta Shoteir, the Meroram Kezayis, etc. Or at the end of the day, where is there greater Horavanya in Torah? Oh, cool. And that's the reason, despite the Milas of of the Zohar Va'aretz Yitoyv, if there's a machloket in the Bavli and Yerushalmi, came along the Bavli. Because it's something which is Gehorvit, right? And afterwards it brings Shalom, right? And that's the idea, and what I said before, that in Nachal Arnon, the Eibusher took two mountains, and was Teuchlan Zeb, the Indian of Oy Gehorim, the Teuchlan Zeb of Zeb, is the Indian of Pilpul, the Reisa, the Rizcha, the Reisa, which is, you get put in there. The Fee Zeb and Rech Nachalach. Just another thing. What I'm saying now is from Pilpul's film. Nothing original in my life. The Fee Zeb, you understand something else. You remember Avraham Avinu, is davening. He only has one son at the time, Yishmael. And he davens her, and he says, Eibishter lu Yishmael yechilifonech. To which the Eibishter responds, Aval sore, v'emer l'kim, aval sore ishtuchele desbein, v'karosa shvo yitzchok, v'aki moisi es brisi itil bris oylam le'lar achrov, ul Yishmael shamaticho, right? Hini berachti, he said, v'feis l'lach. Two immediate questions come. Number one, why Avraham Avinu was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh? Hello? He's no worse than any Rebbe like in the yeah? So he knew what's going to happen by Achaz Hayom. Why is it called Yishmol? Why is it called Yishmol, by the way? Anyone know? Why was he called Yishmol? The Pasuk says, the Malach Tel Hagar, because the Abish heard, Onyich, you are suffering your oppression. When Avram called him Yishmol, hello? Chazal Dashin, because the Abish will hear the knock of the tzakas of Kal Yisrael at the end of time, what Yishmol will do to Yiddish again. Forget it. Because the Malach spoke to Hagar, not to Avram. So Avram obviously knew all this, so why is he praying, Lu Yishmol Yechilofanech? Hello? And when the Abishir tells him that the God, Lu Yishmol Shematicha, why does he preface it with the whole business of Yitzchak? Comes along, I'm Shib Shinosh Shapolar, Shin Kimdom, Moyudikim. You know who was, wow. You know who was the Gilgal of Yishmol? Anybody out there? Which Amir? I'm narrowing it down. You know Rish Lakish? Hello? Yeah? Rish Lakish was the Gilgal of Yishmol. And Avraham Avinu knew Baruch HaKodesh that there's a holy neshama which is captive. Anitzus in Yishmol, and therefore he said he knows Rishoyim b'chayim kriyim leisim lu Yishmol yichil lefanecha the nitzus of kedusha, this holy nitzus of Rish Lakish, Rish Ben Lakish should be expressed in him. Lu Yishmol, what's the gematria of lu? 36. What do you know about 36? When you go to the psychiatrist, you're on the couch, yeah. First thing, 36. What do you associate with? You're Jewish, no? 36 mesechtes. Because the 36 candles of Hanukkah, 36 hours of Aragon, the koyach of the Eir HaTorah that is connected to Rish Lakish. What is the first mimer in Shas of Rish Lakish? Anybody? Daf Hey and Brochus? Hello? Omar, Rechama, said name of Shem and Lakish, Oilam Yargadol, Oilam Yitzhak, Oilam Yitzhak, Nitzchay Mutu, Vim Lav, Yasik Petayrim. If that helps, good. Ebnish, Yikra Kriya Shema. If that helps not, Yatim. Why these three things? Because he's a Gilgal of Yishmol. By Yishmol it says he was Mitzachik. What's that Mitzachik? Chazal Zayis. Gilarayas Yichzam and Avay Dezor. What is the tikkun for Gilarayas? Rambam says, famous Rambam, end of Yisur Rebiya. And the Taiva, whatever, the Chamimus or whatever, is not mostly Ella Belev upon him. Yeah? What is the opposite of Avay Dezor? Kriya Shema. You could create Amun Achtos Hashem, and what is the opposite of Wash Shvichus Domin? Yaskalim Amisa. What's going to happen to you? And here Yishmol Sora Sora Yishmol Mitzachik, could be Yishmol all three Averis, and therefore the Tikkun comes in Rish Lakish, who gives you three eights. You may also remember another Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph. Amar Yechem Shuvim Yichai Osur LaOdam Shiemal LePischoik BaElam Hazeh. I said, "All Yishmol is choyk bin." Hello, and then the Gemara says, "Omro Rish Lakish shem yomav leimolik titzchoyk beilam hazeh." When he heard this, Rabbi Yechonan Rabbi, why who dafker Rish Lakish? Because who's Rish Lakish? Yishmol. And by Yishmol it says he was mitzachik, and therefore the tikkun was also love. And therefore, By Yishmael says, Basher Husham. Now, you may remember how did the Dechen was a listoi, a mugger, a brigand, I don't know what the word is. The word for English. A robber, a thief, mafia.
Highwayman.
What?
Highwayman.
Yeah. What happened? He was in, Rabbi Yochanan went to be toivel, because the Derech of Tzadikim is the dubbins of the base America, so he's whatever. And he was very beautiful. And Rish Lakish thought it's a woman, but that's Yishmael of Yishmael. And he went and he found that it's Rabbi Yochanan. So they got a sister, the Shapra Minoi, and make a Shidduch if you do tshuva. But, okay, and he became a Talmud of his, and he was not finished. Where was the mocker of the tshuva of Rish Lakish? In the water. Who represents water? Yishmael, Mayim and Eish. You're not going to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Is Yishmael and Esav, Chesed and Gvura. Yes, hello? You with me? Like, yeah? And therefore, Mayim also, Mayim and Eish, Chadal, in Mayim El Torah. And therefore, that was the life of, that was the life of Rabbi Yishmael. Now, how remembers how Rish Lakish passed away? It's one of the most, if you're a simple person and just read the Daf Yomi, you went to the book, right? It's like heartbreaking Gemara. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Daf Pital over there, that what happened was one day there was a big machlokes, right? A sayas and a sakin and a rimach, whatever, these arms, right? When is Gemara Melachton and the Mushal Kabbal Tumo? Rabbi Yochanan says when they go out of the kitchen. Rish Lakish says when? When it's, you put water after it comes out of the furnace, and then it's completed. So to which Rabbi Yochanan tells him, right, list that yada listoim bilis to say, a robber, a thief knows about theft. He's the expert in arms. So Rish Lakish had chalish sadat. So by hanel rabbanon, I became frum like that, and Rabbi Yochanan was chalir. That's what you think. Hello. At the end of the day, because of this whole thing, Rish Lakish passed away, and then Rabbi Yochanan couldn't bear it. He's like crying, unconsolable, and eventually Rabbi Yochanan is taken away. Hello? You read this Gemara, like, what does this mean? Oh, because who is Rish Lakish? Yishmael. And he is, Pasuk says, Yodei Bakol, he's a listoi. He is a professional thief. That's what he does for a living. Right? Yeah? Oh, yeah. So therefore it says, Ki legoi, but Abraham is told, Ki legoi godol asimenu, la'am listoi ashaven. I'll make him into a nation of thieves. That's Rish Lakish. And who is Rabbi Yochanan? Take a guess. Avram Avinu, like sort of, Nitzus. How do you know? Because the Gemara says in Bamasi of Adir, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, no, Shtaira Meshapir Yishalayim. He is the last remaining handsome person of Yerushalayim. Right? Why is he from Yerushalayim? You know, the Gemara said, you want to see the ziv, the luster, the radiance of Yerushalayim, of Rabbi Yochanan, his face, take a cup of silver as it comes out from the Kivshin, fill it with the pips of the pomegranate, red, and put petals of a rose, whatever, around it, and that radiance, that brightness, that is the aim, the face of Rabbi Yochanan. Why is Rabbi Yochanan compared? First of all, Kesef is always a symbol of Kesef, as opposed to Zov. And coming out of the Kivshin, who was the one who was thrown into a Kivshin or Asian came out? Avram. What else do you know about Rabbi Yochanan? Whenever Achman al-San, someone lost was sitting in Shiva for a child, he would come out and say, Dane Garmo Dasira Beer. He lost 10 sons. How many, last time I counted, how many Nisyonis were there in Asar and Nisyonis? 10. And the 10th one was the Nisyon of that Kedem. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan in his own private life went through his own private Kedem. and he's like the Kipshon Oesh. And this answers many other Mises and Chas, whatever. I'm not getting involved in that. So Alkoponim, Negeil in Yonenu, right? What do you know about Rabbi Yochanan, about Rish Lakish? Chazal said in Sanhedrin, he was Oikir Horon V'Toichnun Zeh Bazeh. Asher Alkein, every time Rabbi Yochanan said something, right? He would ask 24 kashas. He was one of those horrible thing about, besides the fact that he repeated, before he went to Asher Beruchah, he would learn Mishnayos 40 times, can I get 40 days of Yetzirah Sablat, 40 days of Matan Torah, etc., etc. So he had both. So he was both a Sinai and a Oikar Horan. He had all, that's the Ma'ala Beruchah income of him. How does this fit in to our avoid in Chodesh Tammuz? Let me try to... I was thinking, Amelus Batoyren, Chodesh Tammuz, you can understand, Sinai said the name Tammuz, Sai Misad is Gimatria, Sai Misad the Sidur Shem Avaya of the month of Tammuz, which is what? Anybody out there? No one here davens on Rosh Chodesh Musaf? Hello? You don't daven at your synagogue? Hello? You've forgotten, it's already like 13, 14 days. Like, hello? Oy. B'chol ze einenu, Sofi Tevis, ze Einenu Shoiva Li Sefi Tevis Havaya. Which Havaya? The Mafreya. The worst possible tira of Teike Bandinim versus Sefi Tevis and Rashi Tevis, and if you give up, came backward, mamish backwards. Right? And who is the, every one of the Yubes Chachi Hashanah correspond to the 12 tribes of Israel? Anyone out there? Hello? Which is the tribe of the month of Tammuz? You guys are like, hello? How you been, Yemen? Yemen is Gifu. Which is Nissan? Well, I reckon actually once and for all. Nissan is what?
Reuven, I guess.
Yehuda.
Oh.
Yisrael Shemayim B'Sogel Oretz. Hello. Yehuda Yisachar Zvul. We're encamping around. Hello. Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun is what Nissan hears him. Tammuz of El is Reuven, Shimon, and God. Hello. Then you got Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin, and then you got... Are you with me? So who's the tribe of Tammuz? Reuven. Could you think of any of these things got to do with whatever? Limud HaTorah? First of all, I said before the Minoyim, HaKol Kol Yankit Ezgim Asher Tammuz. Number one. Tammuz comes from the word fire, says the Hashem Yishmol Baruch. Right? And the whole Arichat, trust me, there's a thousand other Ramos, but I'm not even going to go down there. And therefore the Pasuk says, L'chura, the month of Tammuz is a Shvachar month. But the Pasuk says, Me'ashpois Yoram, Evyein, Me'ashpois is Gimachia, Eishtos Lomei. Eishtos Lomei, by the way, is Oisius, Eish Talmud. To the Kleach of the fire of learning is Eish, Oichlo Eish. The fire of Kedusha is overwhelms and devours the L'umaz of this month. Hello? The Sidur Shem Avaya of the month is Ze Einenu Shoyvili. Hello? Which is Gimachia? 480. What else do you know is Gimachia 480 without thinking too much?
Talmud.
Very good. Is the Charaya, the Sidur Shem Avaya, is connected to? How many Bati Medrash Chazal say were there in Yerushalayim? 480. To Mevatel, the Klippa of Lamed Yud Zav, which is Gimachia 480. Hello? Are you with me? Which is Nukfa the Klippa. Everyone knows that Achayim HaKadosh in Parashas Vayechi, that he had a dream and he fought against Tzitzit Achra with the Zachar. He was, the Kalus, the Nukfa is much more difficult. By Eden, by Yankiv, it says he took Bonav as Noshav. By Esav, it says Noshav, the Kaiva, because the Kaiva of Klippa comes from the Nukfa. Hello? Much more difficult. So in the month of Tammuz, when there's the Escabrus of the Nukva the Klippa, Lamed Yud Lamed Yisav, therefore the Tikkun is Torah. Now what does this got to do with Reuven? Briefly, one time. If I ask you, you're a simple guy, so what was the Sheirish of the word Reuven? Parshas Vayetze, say hello? Gears of the Ankesel, like hello, when you swore trousers? Rosh Yambad, right, hello? Seeing. What does seeing got to do with this month? So everyone knows the Sefer Yetzirah, it says Klor, that the month of Tammuz is Himlich Oischeth Bireiyo. The two eyes, right eye, left eye, is Tammuz and Av, Ki Yodua. Al Shem HaPasuk, Ki Eini Yordamayim. And when Mashiach will come, there'll be the tikkun, and these days will be transformed. The pasuk says, and if the whole miracle of the Ben HaMetzorim is because they saw a shlech, and they're supposed to be able to be good in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Mashiach says, is how does Mashiach come? When you lift up your eyes, that's the of this time of year. Therefore, Tammuz and Av, 453 and 3. Av is Gimachi 3, if anyone can figure it out. Hello? Yeah. It's 456, which is what? Tonu, as in Tonu Rabbanan. This is the time of year you got a horror in learning, which is the reason why Chodesh, Tammuz, Chodesh, Av is Gimachi or Teresh of Alpeh. Yes, you with me? Okay. Yeah? And therefore it says, everyone has to know, the Chal, I've said many times, the MS is, Tammuz is a hot month. I was just in America, it's schmaltzing hot. The wires, the cables under the street were blowing up. Unbelievable, right? It's hot. It's hot begashmius, but the MS is, it's hot beruchnius also. The fact that the chamimus means that in vain, viskatsia, hidden, there's a gewaldiger, and therefore it's called vayam yimei bikurei. Another, you may be good. Another is Gimachi, he er by he er. What er are referring to? The er of what? Of Kedusha, of Torah, of the Sunnah, the secrets of Torah. But you have to look deep. The Yachburulanus. The Yachburulanus Gimachi, that was Ben Yishai. So the Emes is a gewaldige er, a gewaldige Lichtigkeit. Dafke in Tammuz, with the famous words of the Magid, Kolroy Fel, Yisigua, Dafke Ben Hamitzorin. And therefore, Tammuz is Gimachia, Melech HaMashiach. Tammuz is also Chodesh Menachemov. And it's also the Gimachia, Likim Chosh V'Leteva. You think that it's lousy days, it's the pits, it's like whatever. It's Emes, the Iker, Gilui, is Dafka, because you could be Mahapich these days into whatever. Hello. So, what is the Seder? Remind me again, what is the Seder Shem Avaya of the month of Tammuz? Huh? The Chol Zeh Einenu. Shoivali. Yeah? So if it takes. Let's go back. First of all, the Yud Beis Tzir Hashem Avaya each month, right? The only time you'll ever find the Tzir Hashem Avaya, which doesn't come from a possible Chumash, rather from elsewhere, is the Tzir Hashem Avaya of Tammuz. Chol Zeinenu Shoivali, which is from Megillas Esther. Why? Hello? You want me to be even more controversial? When I just say this is the Tzir Shem Avaya, I'm a simple guy, I don't know anything. So I look at a Beis Oscar and I bring Shem Akisar Yochar. What if I tell you that Nishari Oyer, one of the Vogetika, Yisoydistika, Sifri Kabbalah, and so is brought to Berman Chayim and Parshas Boy, he says, this Tzir Shem Avaya, which we attribute to Tammuz, B'chol Zein and Shoivali, is the Tzir Shem Avaya of the month of Adar. Hello? You can't make this up, like, hello, this is all... Al Korcha Klarvleimer, the Elu the Elu Dilu Chayim, because the Avoida Beruchnis of Chodesh Tammuz is mamish identical to that of Adar. Adar, as we all know from the Holy Vision and others, is the month. Where is the month? Which month is the month of Nisan? Brilliant. You're not going to be a genius like the first two letters of the word, Nisan. Which is the month for this from Eid Nisan? Lord. Adar, Miloshin Adar Sayer is concealed. Esther, Aster, Aster, little. Hello? Are you with me? The furthest away. What is the mile of Adar that you're marbin by the Simcha, says Rashi? Adar and Purim, you made Purim. Nisan, the Chachila made the holy Geshmak a month of Rachm Ram. Adar is like Dred, and a Yid has the power through the Koyach of Torah. Because what happened in Adar, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Hodor kiblu abimeach ha-shveirish, through the Koyach of Torah, you mahapich midas adin, to midas arachman. And therefore Esther, when she goes into the king, hello, what does she tell the king? The Melech, Melech ha-chayach mishparuchu. Hello? In the Melech, Yavai ha-melech ve-homon ha-yoy. Which is Sidur Shem Avaya of which month? Take a guess. Listen! She was Mahapich the Dinim of Adar into the Chsadim, the Rachnim of. which is the reason why Mark Chava Esther Makoil is Gematria 13 times Chesed. You give me the Tarachim. Which is why Mordechai is called Mordechai Haya Udi. Ish, next. Yemini. Yemini is what? Huh? The right. I mean, not like a linker, like a socialist or a whatever. What do you mean, Yemini? Because Samachem Aleph Lamed, a sin and a Samach are mischalitz. Samachem is Mamish Smoil, the linker. Right. Hello? You with me? Mordechai is Ish Yemini because he had the koyach to mahapich mi the Zadin, Adar, the Haser Aser, into a month of Nisim. And when Esther went into the king, she gives it, he gives it, by Yerushal, Sharvit Hazov Asher, which is Alderach, it says, Svarim Makdashim, Alderach, the Mata of Moshe. If you put it one way, it's Yudkevovke, it's Shema, it's Rachlin. You put it the other way, Faket, when he wants to bring punishments on the Mitzvah, he took it the other way. So the Abishur gave the Sharvit Hazov of the Melech with the hug of the belt, be yod in the hands of Esther, as the Gemara says, why is Yilas Adikin called Ke'eter? It's like an Eter is Mahapech HaGoyin, the Tzvu and the Goyin, right, from place to place. So could Yilas Adikin is Mahapech Taitli Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, Amidas Achzorius, Lamidas Rachman. That is the Koyach of what? Of the Hogar Kiblua. Therefore, what did the Chacham of the Zeresh Ishvay tell Haman? In Mizera Yehudim Mordechai Asher Chilish Oli Pelafonov Loi Suchal Loi. What is Loi Bigimatria? Oh, what does that remind you of? Like I said, like 1 minute ago, 36 Masechtis. Once you have Kabbalah's Peder Shofet, it says why the Haman went into Tachshverish to tell him. Literally says Ham as Mordechai Ala Eitz Asher Heichin Loi. And with a Chazal Dash in the Gila Loi Tana Loi Heichin. The Koyach of Peder is such that it turns. That's Nahapechu. You turn the Tziruch of the negative Tziruch, right? V'chol Zayin and Ushoibeli into the Tziruch of the month of Nisan. If I had the time, which I don't. What? Oh, my dear sweet holy brother. Because that is exactly the month of Tammuz, Ben Amitzorin. It looks so dismal and grim and horrible, churban and meraglim and whatever. But inside Toiv Ha'oreth Mo'id Me'oid, in this, I could go 100 rayas. But in the Tammuz Gimatria Lekim Kosh L'Toiv, that Yid has the ability, when it says the Mashiach will come, the ultimate Yontif will be Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and in between we won't be Chol Hamoed, and we'll Mahapich the, I could say 100, that's the that is the Koyach, I want to point out, that is the Koyach of Tehu. And therefore, who represents Din of the Yudbei Shiftika, Reuven? What was the Evan in the Choshen of Reuven? Like a Pasuk, Oidim? Oidim represents Gvur Achson, take a guess. 50% chance of being right. Like, Edoim, red, hello? By the way, what I'm so frustrated because I have a gewaldig theory. Who was this Reuven? Hello, you remember he was in this Galgul? If you don't understand what I'm talking about, the whole beauty in Gilgul is when you understand the who's who and what's what. Who was the Gilgul of Reuven? You never heard this. I must have said this 100 times. Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, alias known to Rashat as Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. Why is he called Rabbi Elazar HaGadol? Because he was 7 feet tall. Says Rabbi Chaim Vital, because he was a Gilgul of Reuven, who is the Bechor. Hello? Do you realize that the Gemara Navi Dezor, what happened to Rabbi Elazar? The Malchus came and took him to Minos, wherever he was put in prison. You know why he was put in prison? Because of the Shvatim who sinned in Mechiras Yosef. Hello? They were in this Galgul, and they became the Tanoim who became the Asor of Rabbi Malchus. The only Tana who should have been in that list was Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, Elazar Gadol, but because he was the one who told his brothers, Al Tishpachu Dam, right? Instead, send him into the Boyer. Therefore, what happened to him? He was taken in prison by the Malchus. Hello? This fits into 1,001 Mamorim of Rabbi Elazar in Pergamon, everywhere. Hello? Oh, yeah. to the pasuk by Yeshev Reuven El Haber by Yeshev is gematria 318 Eliezer. By Yeshev Reuven Akil is gematria Blazar Gov, which the gematria is Degel Gule Shel Reuven Ben Yankov. Which also, what do you know about Reuven? Yankov is said Koychi Vereishis Oini, which is gematria Blazar Ben Hurkin is the makor. It's that. Hold your eyes. Hello. He was a. Yeah. What do you know about Blazar Ben Hurkin? If I ask you a simple question, like at a pub quiz, you know, you go to the bull and the beer and they ask you these questions. If I ask you, what is the first Tana mentioned in Mishnayos, in Chas? Maybe the Kodesh Rabbarin, right? Sefesh Bor Rishayin, the Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And if I ask you, who is the last Tana mentioned in Chas, in the end of Uktin, by name? Rabbi Eliezer. Same Rabbi Eliezer. Hello? Kiverish, whatever. Yeah? Why is that? Hello? So the Pashto says of Shane Klingberg of Zalishitz and Alishay, because Rabbi Lazar HaGadol was renowned for his Asmod Yishkita in Torah. He was a late starter, actually, and he was Shuikit in Torah. No one ever came to the Beis Medrash before him, right? And he was, that is the Kuyach of Torah to Mahapach HaMensh, to Mahapach any situation in life, turn everything. That's the Kuyach of Torah that we need in our Talmud and of now. And that brings Sodom and Nisim. I want to just, it's like a shame. I'll tell you one story while I'm finishing. This happened just recently. A good friend of mine, who's a big Baldarshan of Tal Chacham, whatever, very funny. He gets a letter from a guy, unsolicited. And this guy writes, I'm a secular Jew. You know, it's an oxymoron, but anyway, besides that, I'm not a firm person. And he works, his parnosa is, he is a rock and roll musician. And he said the week before he was working in a pub, what do you call it, a disco, whatever. In a favor for a place called Poughkeepsie, New York, upper state, like in the castle. And suddenly, he's like the performer, and suddenly someone whispers to him that after Israel bombed Iran. And he's like, Sadoodle. So he, between one song and another, right, he said, everyone, that the words are broken out, new front. Everyone should pray in their own expression, that's your only peace in love, and everyone should do deeds of goodness in order to, it should be shalom, shalom. Fine. That was Thursday night, Friday early, an hour before. Akitzer Maizid, the next night, right, Friday night, he went to bed, and he had a dream. And the Rebbe secretary, Rebbe Label Groner, comes to him in a dream, and he says, the Rebbe asked me, he introduced himself, and he said, the Rebbe asked me to thank you for your little Musa Joshua over there for 30 seconds, because there was a lady in the audience who, the first time in decades, she lit Shabbos candles that Friday night. That was her contribution to the world. The guy, where he got, he woke up, and, you know, yes, you know, no one takes it. The next day, he gets an email, whatever they call the things with the thumbs, right, from a lady. She says, I was there in Poughkeepsie in your pub, right, and I heard your drasha, and I lit Shabbos candles for the first time in over 50 years since my bat mitzvah. Right, and in the message of Rabbi Groner, he said, because in that schuf, the arm, the Air Force, what do I learn from this lesson? It's a major lesson. You think I'm a little nobody. What can a little guy like me, a puny telasli-ish, what can I, through my efforts, through my learning, my whatever, have an effect? Is the charaya, every yid, whatever you do, you never know the consequences, the repercussions, how what flows from every stirring of the human heart. And the Abish Shal Helfer, we should talk to see Nisim, continue seeing Nisim ben Afloitz, Vayom Mahim Biz Ma'azem. Ultimately, these days to be turned with faith, let's stop the Nisim from the way to the table.
Oh, man!
Rabbi Jacobson's brother.
What?
It was Rabbi Jacobson's brother.
No, he's not Rabbi Jacobson's brother. He is Rabbi Jacobson.
No, Rabbi Jacobson's brother.
Why Rabbi Jacobson's brother?